is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The leaders of Germany and France have arrived in Moscow, where they will present a new peace proposal to the Russian president aimed at ending an escalation in fighting between Ukrainian forces and pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President François Hollande will meet with President Vladimir Putin in the Russian capital today, a day after a meeting in Kiev with Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko. Ahead of Friday's meeting, Ms. Merkel says the initiative that she and Mr. Hollande are presenting in Moscow is aimed at defending European peace. She said the two leaders are doing everything in their power to end the bloodshed in Ukraine. Yemen's Shiite rebels finalized their takeover of the country today, announcing they have dissolved parliament and are establishing a new presidential council to run the country. In a televised statement, the Houthi militia said it is also forming a 551-member national council to replace parliament. Last month, Houthi rebels took over the residence of President Abd Rabbah Mansour Hadi, prompting him and his cabinet to resign. Witnesses say the militant group Boko Haram attacked a town in Niger today, the Islamist group's second cross-border attack this week. Residents of Bosso, a town on Niger's southern border, reported hearing explosions and gunfire. Demonstrators marched through the streets of Jordan's capital, Amman, today, waving Jordanian flags and chanting slogans against the Islamic State group. The demonstration followed the murder of a Jordanian military pilot who was burned to death by the Islamist militant group. This is VOA News. Islamic State militants say an American aid worker being held by the insurgent group has been killed in a Jordanian airstrike. U.S. President Barack Obama is set to present a plan to deal with foreign policy concerns ranging from the Islamic State to the rise of China. No major policy changes are expected to be unveiled in the 33-page National Security Strategy document that will be presented today to lawmakers. The World Health Organization says many Ebola survivors are left with physical and psychological problems and will need help to recover from the debilitating after effects of the virus. Lisa Schlein has more.
Clinicians and other experts involved with the Ebola outbreak in West Africa have met at WHO headquarters to consider best care practices for current patients and to explore follow-up treatment for survivors. Many representatives came from Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea, as well as from countries such as the Democratic Republic of Congo and Uganda that have had long experience with the disease. The key finding was that Ebola victims anywhere in the world have a better chance of survival if they receive very good care, including intravenous fluids and other symptomatic treatments. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Iran's Foreign Minister Javad Zarif will meet in Munich today. They will discuss the negotiations on Iran's nuclear program. Those talks will be held on the sidelines of a security conference. U.S. investigators are trying to determine the cause of a cyber attack on the second largest health insurer in the United States. There are suspicions that China was the source of the hacking. The company, Anthem, disclosed this week that hackers had penetrated its database of some 80 million records of employees and current and former customers. Western media, citing sources familiar with the investigation, are reporting that Chinese hackers may be responsible for the breach. A day after the Tibetan religious leader, the Dalai Lama, attended the annual National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Hong Lei accused the Dalai Lama of being what he called a political exile who has long been engaged in anti-China separatist activities under the pretext of religion, end of quote. China has long been opposed to foreign countries receiving the revered Tibetan leader. Investigators say the engines of a Trans-Asia plane that crashed in Taiwan Wednesday failed to provide enough thrust to lift the aircraft. Officials from Taiwan's Aviation Safety Council told a news conference that voice and data recorders revealed that the right engine failed 37 seconds after takeoff. Officials say it's too early to determine the cause of the failure. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.